我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to praise and thank you.
我们要扬声唱哈利路亚赞美你。
I'll raise our voice and we'll sing hallelujah to praise you.
因为你的儿子耶稣基督2000年前来到这个世界。
For your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, came into this world 2,000 years ago.
来寻找拯救死在罪恶中的人。
To seek out and to save people who are dying in sin.
因为父的旨意要把我们这些罪人能够拯救出来。
For it's his father's will to save sinners like us.
儿子就顺服父的旨意，亲自来做人。
And the son obeyed the father's will and came in this world to become a man.
亲自上了十字架，舍命为我们流血而亡。
And went upon the cross and gave up his life and shed his blood for us.
但是第三天，你从死里复活。
And on the third day, you were resurrected.
你就完成了神的计划。
And you have fulfilled God's plan.
把一个奇妙复活的生命再一次的赏给一切相信你的人。
And gave this wonderful life to all those who believe in you.
今天所有蒙爱的儿女得着这个新生命的人，我们一同聚集在你自己的脚前。
So today, all your children who have received this new life, we gather before your feet.
在这个荣耀的日子，就是耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And on this wonderful occasion, this is the day that, in which our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
他打败了阴间的权势，破坏了死亡的毒钩。
And won a victory over the power of Hades.
让我这一生怕死的人，今天因着基督的复活，我们今天可以得着一个完全不一样的生命。
So people like us who we originally feared death, but because of the resurrection of Christ, that we have a completely different life today.
你把这样的一个礼物白白的赏给我们所有相信的人。
And so you give us this wonderful gift to all those who believe in you.
根据这一个伟大的生命，我们得救了。
And according to this great, wonderful life, we are saved.
根据这个伟大的生命，你要继续的把我们做成一个身体。
And by this great life, you will make us into one body.
这个荣耀的教会就要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And this glorious church will grow and mature into the full stature of Christ.
这是我们永远的盼望。
And that's our eternal hope.
我们就等候我们的新郎教会的元首能够第二次荣耀的再来。
And so we wait for our bridegroom, the leader of the church, to come again.
我们把我们的身体奉献在你自己的祭坛上。
We offer our body to, onto the altar.
主啊，让你自己的圣灵来得着我们每一个人，改变我们每一个人。
The Holy Spirit receive every one of us and change every one of us.
让我们都能够有基督荣耀的形象。
So that we can all have the glorious image of Christ.
不再是被这个世界的死亡罪恶所辖制。
And we're no longer being captured by the death.
这是何等伟大的救赎。
And what a great salvation this is.
Hallelujah, 我们要赞美你的名。
Hallelujah, we will praise your name.
我们要把荣耀归给你。
We offer all glory to you.
因为这都是我们的神的大能所做成的。
For all this accomplished by the great power of our God.
主，我们把今天早晨这段宝贵的时间带到你的施恩宝座来。
And so we offer up this precious time this morning before your throne.
我们一起要来听你自己从宝座释放的信息。
We come together to listen to the message to come from your throne.
我们向你承认，
and we admit,
不管说话的、听话的，我们都是软弱的人。
Be those who speak or those who listen, we are weak.
我们需要大能的圣灵来做工。
We need the great power of the Spirit to work.
我们求赐人智慧与启示的灵充满我们整个的会场每一位弟兄姊妹。
We hope that we pray to the Holy Spirit that grants wisdom to every single one of us here.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Please open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们能够再次看见以西结异象所看见的这一个奇妙的启示。
So that we can see this wonderful vision that's revealed in the book of Ezekiel.
主啊，让我们能够进入一切的真理。
So that we can enter into the whole truth.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祈求。
Praise the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
复活节快乐
！Happy Easter, everyone.
感谢主，让我们在这一个美好的阳光灿烂的早晨一同聚集在一起。
Well, thank the Lord for giving us such a great opportunity to gather together once again on this wonderful sunny day.
唯一的遗憾是我们大家都做了一个蒙面人。
The only regret is that everyone seemed to be wearing a mask.
我想主耶稣在是与门徒在一起的时候，他先后告诉门徒三次，他要去耶路撒冷受许多的苦，然后被钉死。
So while our Lord Jesus was on this earth with his disciples, he told them three times that he will be going to Jerusalem and suffer great pains and then put to death.
第三天要从死里复活。
And then on the third day he will be resurrected.
讲了三次。
He said this three times.
每一个门徒听是听了，都是猛查查。
And even though all the disciples heard him, but they probably didn't quite understand what he was saying.
甚至彼得第一次听到主耶稣讲到他要去耶路撒冷受死，他非常的生气，他就跟主耶稣说：“主啊，这事万万不能临到你的身上。”
And to a point where when he said this the first time, Peter even told the Lord, said, "Lord, may it never be."
本来主耶稣说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。”
So originally he said, Lord told Peter, Simon Peter, you are blessed.
因为你得到父的启示，认识了我是谁。
For you have received the Father's revelation so that you can know who I truly am.
两分钟以后，主耶稣说：“撒旦，退到我后面去吧，因为你是绊我脚的。”
And then not 2 minutes later, the Lord Jesus told Peter to Satan, "Get behind me, for you are a stumbling block."
所以你就知道这一个耶稣做王，大家都很高兴。
And so from this you can see that when Jesus said he will be king, everybody's joyful.
他的门徒就是因为他是王，所以他们来跟随这个王的脚踪。
And then his disciples, because he said he was the king, they believed he was the king, so that's why they followed him.
但做梦没有想到这个王居然要去死，那这怎么行啊？你一死啊，我们都完了。
But never in their wildest dream that they're the king that they were following, that he will die. And then so if Jesus dies, then what will become of them?
因为我们大家都知道死亡是一切的终结，一死百了。
For to them, to us, we know that death is end all be all.
但是主当他讲到他的死，他马上就说到第三天他要复活。
But however, when our Lord prophesied about his death, he immediately followed by saying that on the third day he will be resurrected.
讲三次。
And he said this three times.
但是他们都不懂。
But they did not understand.
甚至拦阻说你不千万不要去死。
Even to a point where they tried to stop him saying, never be.
有我们这有限的智慧，有限的经历里面，我们对神的话语的认识只能到某一个点 就过不去了。
So in our limited minds, our limited understanding, we can only know so much about understand so much about God's words that we couldn't understand.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷那一个礼拜，受了许多文士祭司长的苦，最后是被审判，他被钉十字架的时候，这罪名是什么？
And so after Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he suffered for a week in the hands of scribes and priests, and then afterward he was put to death. And what was the crime? What did they accuse him of?
对，大祭司就问主耶稣一句话。
So the high priest asked him one question.
你是神的儿子吗？
Are you the son of God?
耶稣前面没有回答他任何的问话，就这个问题耶稣回答了。
So to all his previous questions, Jesus did not respond to them, but for this particular question, he answered.
耶稣说，你说的是。
And he said, as you said.
哦，大祭司大怒。
And so because hearing that, the high priest was
all confused. 他把他的袍子一撕，他说，就凭你这句话，你说了全忘的话，就定你死罪。你明明是人，你却说你自己是上帝的儿子，这就该死。
And so he got so angry. The high priest got so angry. He tore his robes apart and said, "said Jesus was speaking heresy." And
所以
he said, "How can you, a man, claim yourself to be the Son of God?"
所以你就知道这个耶稣被钉十字架，大祭司定他的罪名，就是因为他说他是神的儿子。
And so from this you see that Jesus went upon the cross, and the crime that he was sentenced to is because Jesus said that he is the Son of God.
那主耶稣怎么证明他这句话是真的？
So how did Jesus prove that what he said was true?
他死了。
He died.
他被埋葬了。
He was buried.
他第三天果然复活了。
And indeed, on the third day, he was resurrected.
他向他的门徒显现。
And he appeared to his disciples.
又照保罗的话告诉我们，向他耶稣向他显现的这个人群有五百多个人。
And according to what Paul said, that this group that Jesus appeared to numbered in 500.
然后他的坟墓是空的，没有耶稣不在那里。
And his tomb was empty. His body is not there.
然后更稀奇的。
And more amazing.
耶稣向他们显现的之后，这些人就得着圣灵了。
And amazingly, after the Lord Jesus appeared to these people, they received the Holy Spirit.
本来是非常胆小如鼠的门徒，把门窗管得紧紧的，不敢让人家知道他们是跟随耶稣的人。
And so before these disciples were scared to death, they were so fearful, they closed all the windows, the blinds, they don't want anybody to know that they're Christians.
当耶稣复活向他们显现以后，
But after Lord Jesus was resurrected and appeared to them,
充满他们,
the Holy Spirit filled them.
这些人180度的转变,
and these people had 180 degree transformation.
开始勇敢地为耶稣做见证, 不管这个世界怎么样否认, 要杀这些相信耶稣的人, 他们现在变成勇士。
And they become these brave people to wanting to give testimony for Jesus, regardless how the world threatens them with their lives.
对,这个本来胆小的彼得,可是从那一天起以后,他变成像狮子一样的勇敢为耶稣做见证。
And Peter, who was scared before, now was as brave as a lion.
他寻道的时候，他是对那些要钉他十字架的人说：“我不配跟耶稣一样同钉十字架，你把我倒过来。”
And
so, 倒着倒定十字架。
And so when he was martyred, he went and told the people who were going to execute his execution, said that I'm not worthy to be nailed on the cross like a Lord, like my Lord. You shall crucify me upside down.
所以这个生命的改变，如果耶稣没有复活，是不可能的。
So without the resurrected life of Christ, this change that we see in the disciples
is impossible. 没有人要为谎言去丧命。
For no one will die for a lie.
但是这一群信耶稣的最第一批的使徒，基本上个个为耶稣做见证而丧失他们的生命。
But of this very first group of disciples, pretty much every single one of them gave up their lives in order to test.
因为所有接受这个伟大的福音的人，他们的生命中都起了翻天覆地的改变。
For the new life that they receive have made this drastic change in these disciples' lives.
本来都是不信的人，可是我们居然有一天信了。这本身就是这个生命大能的神迹的表现。
So people like us who did not used to believe, all of a sudden today we become believers. That itself is the proof of the great power of this new life.
我们去年就讲一本书叫做《腓立比书》，对吧
？So last year we share about the book of Philippians.
那里保罗做一个很重要的这个心愿的表白。
And so.Paul made a very important proclamation in verse 3 and 4. In verse 3 and 4, he said this.
他说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So that I know Christ, to know about his great power of resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And so I also suffer with him.
效法他的死。
And to be like his death.
或者我也能与他一同复活。
So in that way, perhaps I will also be resurrected with him.
这个复活跟前面先讲的那个晓得他的复活是不同样的一个字。
So this particular resurrection is actually a different word.
那我今天的主题不是讲他这一句话，我今天顺便引用他，连保罗这个人都因为耶稣的复活而让他整个的生命起了180度的改变。
So today I'm not going to share more detail on that particular resurrection, but I just wanted to use him as an example of how even someone like Paul, the great power of resurrection can change his life as well.
本来他是逼迫耶稣的人。
So he started out as someone who was persecuted.
但是他现在倒过来了，他现在变成那个被犹太教逼迫的保罗。
So Paul started out as someone who was persecuting Christians, but then because of the great life, it changed him, and he became someone who was being persecuted for his.
他的人生起了大的改变。
And His life had this great change.
然后他就发现耶稣的生、耶稣的死、耶稣的复活，每一个过程里面都隐藏着上帝的启示的宝贝在后面。
And he discovered that in Jesus' life, from his life, his death, and his resurrection, all behind them, all behind the, all these different phases, are this wonderful vision of God.
所以他才讲刚刚那句话，使我认识基督。
And that's all, that's why then he said that so that I know Christ.
他要认识耶稣基督的死，耶稣基督的复活，这一切后面有什么要我们每一个人都来认识的事情。
He want to understand every single thing about his life, his death, and his resurrection. And want to understand what God want them to know behind all this.
那我们今年进入一本另外的监狱书信，叫做以弗所书。
So this year we'll enter into another letter from the prison.
这本书的主题是认识神永远的旨意。
And the theme of the book is to know the eternal will of God.
好，那我们从年初讲到现在已经讲了四讲。
And so from the beginning of the year until now, we have four messages on this.
我今天应该讲第五讲，对吧？
So I should be sharing on the fifth one.
但是今天是一个特别的日子。
But however, today is a special day.
你知道今天这个复活节怎么特别法吗？
So do you know what's so special about Easter?
我们知道我们中国人过年过两个年，一个是西历的一月一号新年，另外还有一个呢是农历的初一，那是旧历年的新年。
So, yeah.
所以我们过两个年。
So you know, as Chinese, we actually celebrate two New Years. The first New Year is in the Greek calendar, which is January 1st, and then the second one is the lunar calendar. That's the
犹太人也是这样的。
So same thing with the Israelites.
犹太人他们自己有一个犹太历。
So the Israelites have the Jews have their own calendar.
也是跟这个阳历是错开来的。
It's also different from the Western calendar.
对吧？那么，所以犹太人的节日照圣经旧约的定规是有七个节期的。
So in accordance to the commandments in the Old Testament, they have seven holidays.
那他们最早有三个节期是。一二三连在一起的。
So the first three are connected with each other.
我讲过，记得吗？哪三个
？I share with you before. Remember?
逾越节、除孝节，然后呢，初暑节，这三个是连在一起三天。
Passover, the festival of unleavened bread, and then the first fruit.
那这三个节日是犹太人都这样子一年一年的过。他们认为这是纪念我们老祖宗当年从埃及出埃及的故事。
And so every year the Jews will celebrate these holidays because they take them to be stories, a remembrance of how their forefathers lived in Egypt.
那今年呢，就是礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，今天是他们的什么节？啊，初暑节。
And so this year, these three holidays happen to fall upon this Friday, this past Friday, Saturday, and today, Sunday. And so today is their day of first fruit.
所以你就看见今年的特色在哪里？就犹太历跟西历怎么样？重叠了。
So the special thing
是在同样的一天。
So the special thing about this year is that on this particular day, both the Jewish holiday and the Greek calendar fall on the same day.
我想一定有特殊的意义。
So I think there's a special meaning to that.
那平常是分开的。
So normally these two holidays don't fall on the same day.
但是今天却是完全的一致，要神要我们注意一个很重要的事，就是耶稣基督的复活有它特殊的意义在这个日子里头。
But today, because these two holidays have to fall on the same day, I think God has this special meaning and wants us to understand that there's this special meaning behind God's Jesus' resurrection.
那我们既然过去是在讲以弗所书与以西结书，对吧？
And we've been talking about Ephesians and the book of Ezekiel.
我讲了四讲。今天我应该讲第五讲，但是我跳一讲，今天我讲的是第六讲。
So I shared four messages already on this, but originally I was supposed to share on the fifth message, but today I'll skip to the sixth.
我到五月再讲。
And I'll share the fifth
message. 就第六讲。
I'll share a fifth message in May, but today I'll talk about the sixth. Why?
因为 今天这个信息刚刚好应该跟复活节配在一起来讲的。
So today's because today's message happened to supposed to be shared on the same day as Easter.
我保证你没有听过。
I guarantee you have never heard this message before.
我们打开圣经，或者你从荧幕上应该可以得着。我要念的是第一节，先念到十四节。
So, well, let's turn our Bible. We'll read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. We'll read from verse 1 to 14.
好，我跟我们的翻译弟兄轮流，我念第一节，你念第二节，好吧
？Well, we'll alternate reading from verse 1 and verse 2.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原。遍满骸骨。
Verse 2. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry.
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。
Verse 4. Again he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
Verse 6, I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord.
于是我遵守就说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相连接。
Verse 8, and I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skins covered them, but there was no breath in them.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
Verse 12, Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Verse 14, I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord.
好，我们暂时停在这里。
We'll hold our reading for now.
要再读一段英文。以弗所书的跟这个对应的一段圣经。
Let's read from a book of Ephesians that corresponds to this.
对，我们读以弗所书第二章。
So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
对，我要从第二章念，从第一节念到第十节。
And from verse 1 to 10.
Yeah, 我同样的方法读哈。
Okay,
有了没有
？Again, we'll alternate between Chinese and English.
好。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，叫他叫你们活过来。
Verse 2, in which you formerly walked according to the courses of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 4, But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
Verse 6, And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God.
第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And then verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Okay, 跳到第六章第十节。
And then we'll skip to chapter 6, verse 10.
对，十节到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Verse 11, put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
因为我们并不是与属血气的人征战，乃是与那执政掌权的，辖管这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵的恶魔征战。
Verse 13, therefore take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
好，这里又是 一个耶和华的军队写在以弗所书第六章里。
So here again, in chapter 6, it describes the army of Christ, of God.
我们把话拉回来到以弗所的意象。
So let's
以西结的意象。
So let's go back and once again to look at the vision of Ezekiel.
我们要知道这个意象给这个先知以西结的时候，他人在哪里
？So as we know that when this vision was shown to the prophet Ezekiel, where was he?
他在巴比伦的奴工营。
So he was working in a slave camp in Babylon.
因为那个时候，以色列这个国家，应该严格的说是南国犹大这个国家亡国了。
At that time, precisely speaking, is that the southern kingdom was destroyed.
那是亡国于尼布加尼撒王，他带着他的部队来，把这个南国毁了，耶路撒冷城烧了，圣殿全部拆了。
So at the time, King Nebuchadnezzar and his army came and destroyed the entire city, destroyed the city of Jerusalem, burned down the temple.
人民死的死，被掳的被掳，所以这个先知以西结本来他应该在圣殿里面做祭司的，可是圣殿烧掉，他就 unemployed 失业了。
So many were killed and the rest were enslaved. So at that time, the prophet Ezekiel, he was supposed to serve in the temple, but obviously the temple got burned down, so he essentially got unemployed.
所以他现在做了亡国奴，离家背井，跑到了一个外国陌生的地方做人家的奴隶。
So he, along with others, were enslaved and brought tens of thousands of miles away from their home to a strange and foreign country to work as a slave.
上帝已经离开他们了。
God had left them.
已经把他的选民遗弃了。
God had forsaken his people.
这是当时人民的感觉。他们本来是上帝的选民，是万国之首，今天做了万国的尾巴。
So that's what the people were thinking at the time, that they were originally the chosen people of God. They are ahead of all the other races, but then today they have become the slaves.
家破人亡。
So their home was destroyed, their country.
你如果是他的话，你就可以感觉到一个家破人亡、做人亡国奴的这个可怜的心境。
So imagine yourself in his shoes, living as someone whose homes and countries was destroyed, and you could kind of feel
在最失望、最痛苦的时候。
And in his lowest point,
神向他怎么样显现？圣经的这一卷书以西结书的第一章就说到，有一天忽然间天开了。
And then at his lowest point, God appeared to Ezekiel. And then in chapter 1, it talks about one day, the sky opened up.
所以这整卷书是他在天开了底下看了七个大的异象。
And so this whole entire book, the book of Ezekiel, is a record of these seven visions that he saw.
神的工作并没有了。
So God's work did not end.
神的选民外表来看，是十二个支派都已经失散流离。
So outwardly speaking, it seems like all the 12 tribes have broken apart and they were scattered all over the place. And God's glory, His temple, were burnt down. It seems all is lost. So what's the future? What does the future hold?
所以就在这样失落的时代中, 神向这个先知显现, 给他看到七个大的异象, 让他看到,
it seems when all hope was lost, God appeared to this prophet to show him seven visions, to let him know that there is still hope, there is still a future.
神的手还没有完全把他们丢弃, 还要在他们身上做工,
God's hand will still continue to work on his people.
他第一印象看到的是一个宝座, 在天上的宝座。
So the first vision that he saw was that of a throne in the heaven.
他第二个印象看见的是, 神跟他说话的那个书卷,
and the second vision he saw is that the scripture which represent the word of God, God commanded him to and then the third vision is the one that we're talking about today.
就是在一个大的平原上面, 许许多多的这个死人骨头, 散得满地都是,
and that is that in this valley there all over the place were these scattered, these dry bones,
死亡,
death all over the place.
一点生命的气息都没有,
not a single breath of life.
这就是先知当时的心境, 现在看, 我看的周围, 都是死亡, 没有任何神的作为。
And that's what he was seeing at the time. He see all over, all surrounding him, all around him were just death.
好, 那刚刚我们念了14个, 14节, 对吧?
So we just read the first 14 verses.
这个意象是讲什么?
So what does this vision mean?
神对先知以西结说, 人子啊, 你要起来, 对这个枯骨说话。
And so God commanded him, saying, Son of man, you shall come and speak, prophesy to these bones.
然后这些枯骨呢, 对神的话讲出来以后, 就开始有地震。
And then after he after Ezekiel prophesies, then there's this shaking, this earthquake.
对，这个灵气就开始进入这个死的骸骨的里头，这些骨头就慢慢连在一起。
And then this breath of life, this breath of spirit start enter into these bones, and then the sinews start coming about, the muscles start to appear.
对，长了筋，长了肉，
and then eventually the skin come about to cover them.
这是第一个阶段。
So this was the first phase.
从枯骨变成一具死尸, 对吧? 没有, 不是活的, 都是死的。
So it started out from these dry bones and come and became a dead body.
然后神又对先知说, 你再对这个灵说话, 风说话。
And then God commanded him to say, once again say to prophesy to brief to the wind.
这是第九节。
And this is in verse 9.
所以他第二次说话。
And so he spoke again.
气息啊, 你要从四方而来, 吹在这些被杀的人身上, 使他们活过来。
And said, come from four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they come to life.
所以, 先知就照着神的命令, 他第二次讲到, 气息就果然充满了这些人, 这些死人, 然后他们就复活, 而且不但复活, 成为一支很大的什么, 军队。
And the prophet did as he commanded, and sure enough, these bodies now were breathed with life, and they come to life. And not only that, but they become an exceedingly great army.
当然对先知来讲, 他不懂到底, 他今天看的这个, 很好看的电影是什么意思?
So of course, to the prophet, he might not truly understand what this wonderful movie he just saw in his head. So it all means.
耶和华就解释给他听。
And so the Lord explained to him.
刚刚我们念的是第11节。
It's in verse 11.
主对我说, 人子啊, 这些骸骨就是以色列全家。
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house.
他们说我们的骨头枯干了, 我们的指望失去了, 我们灭绝尽尽了。
Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off.
那现在十二节说，所以你要对发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。
Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord, Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
你们就知道我是耶和华。
And then you know that I am the Lord.
这句话，这个整个的意象，神的解释说，这一群枯骨就是我四散天下的什么？以色列人。
So God basically explained to him, saying that these bones, these dry bones, are the Israelites that are scattered all over the place.
因为以色列是包含两个国家。
Because at the time, the Israelites are part of two kingdoms.
但是所罗门之后，这个一个国家分裂成南北两朝，变成两个国家。
So it started out as one kingdom, but then after King Solomon, it was split into two, the northern and the southern kingdom.
北朝叫以色列，有十个支派。
And then so the northern kingdom is called Israel and consists of 10 tribes.
一共十九个王，北朝。
And there were a total of nineteen kings.
他们没有一个王像样的。
And none of them are great kings.
都是恶王，圣经说。
They were all evil kings.
所以神就把他们交给北那个是北方有一个国家叫做亚述，亚述这个王朝就下来把这个整个的北国以色列。全部消灭，十个支派通通掳到这个亚述帝国的各个角落去了。
And so at the time there was this great kingdom in the north called Josh, the king of Assyria. So there, the king of Greece, kingdom of Assyria, they came down and completely destroyed the northern kingdom and then enslaved all the people.
就这是在南朝亡国之前的一百。三十六年吧，大概是这个年份。
And this was before the destruction of the southern kingdom, about 136 years.
对，现在我们读的这个以西结的时候，这是已经过了一百三十六年以后的事情了。
So the events recorded in the book of Ezekiel that we just read is actually 136 years after the destruction of the northern kingdom.
这个南朝呢，也效法北朝的恶行，他们也做了许许多多拜偶像、得罪神的事情，神忍无可忍，就把南朝。
And then the southern kingdom were no better. They did a lot of things that angered God, including worshipping of false prophets. And so God destroyed the southern kingdom as well.
所以先是失去了十个支派，后来又失去了两个支派，所以十二个支派通通四散天下。
And so they initially lost the 10 tribes, and then after the destruction of the southern kingdoms, the remaining two tribes were all lost as well. They were scattered all over the place.
所以许多爱神的这些以色列人就觉得完全的失落。
And so that's why a lot of the Jews who love God, they felt lost.
哎呀，上帝已经不要我们了。
And they felt that God had forsaken them.
现在这个意象，神要告诉他们，没有，你们虽然四散天下，我告诉你们，有一天我要把你们怎么样，全部带回来。
But through this vision, God was telling them that I have not forsaken you. One day, I will gather all of you back.
所以你们回来的那天，你们就知道我是什么。耶和华你们的神。
And then on the day when you're all returned,
把完全不可能的事情，居然像神迹一样的复活了。
You will know that I am the Lord and I have performed miracles, the things that you would think are impossible.
所以我们今天来庆祝复活节，你我要看见神这个复活的大能，他不但表现在基督徒的身上，他也要表现在什么？以色列神的选民的身上。
So on today on Easter, not only should us Christians celebrate God's great powers and His miraculous work, but we also need to know that one day His great power shall also work on His chosen people as well.
那这些回来的人，他不但是 怎么说？他们不是随便在世界任何角落都可以停的，他们必须回到他们祖先上帝给他们的财产，所谓后来人叫巴勒斯坦，圣经的话叫他应许之地，这个地方要回到这个点，因为你们是从这个点被赶出去的，现在要回到这个地方来，原点，这是他们的起初的原点。
And it's not like that the Israel, the Jews can congregate anywhere in the world, but there's a very specific place, and that is the promised land. God, the place that God promised them, God wants to bring them back, and it's, that place is now, today is called Palestine.
对。但是在过去的先知里头还有一个人叫做以赛亚。
Also in among the prophets in the past, there's also one called Isaiah.
大概200年，比这个现在我们读的以西结这个先知再早200年。
And he's about 200 years before Ezekiel.
他的名字叫以赛亚。
And he was Isaiah.
那你们去读以赛亚书有66章，对吧
？And you can read the book of Isaiah. It contains 66 chapters.
在他讲的许多预言里头，我是指以赛亚。你注意，他讲过两次。
So now I'm talking about Isaiah. So in his books, he prophesied. There were two prophecies.
第一次在十一章十一节。
So the first time was in chapter 11, verse 11.
这个先知以赛亚在灵感的里头，他就说：“当那日，主必二次伸手救回自己的百姓，所剩余的，就是在亚述、埃及、巴特罗、古时、以兰、示拿、哈马，并众海岛所剩下的。”
He says, "Then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time with His hand the remnant of His people, who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Paphos, Cush, Elam, Shinar, and Hamath.And from the islands of the sea.
好，下一节十二节，他必向列国竖立大旗，召回以色列被赶散的人，又从地的四方聚集分散的犹太人。
And verse 12, and he will lift up a standard for the nations and assemble the banished ones of Israel.
所以这个先知
gather the dispersed of Judah.
这个先知在以西结之前两百年，他曾预言。有一天，神要两次把你们从许许多多的地方通通召回来，而且这到了十二节，他说召回来的人群包括两个城、两个大群，一个是叫做以色列，一个叫做犹大。
And so, 200 years before Ezekiel, this prophet Isaiah already prophesied that God will two times bring the people back together. And then this people, the group of people actually consists of two groups of people. One's called Judah, the other one is from Israel.
对、yeah. 那么他这是在十一章讲的预言，然后到了四十三章他再讲一次第二次。
So that was in chapter 11 he prophesied, and then in chapter 43 he prophesies again.
对，到了四十三章第五节的时候他再讲。
And chapter 43 verse 5.
不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，从西方来招聚你。
Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offsprings from the east and gather you from the west.
第六节，我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，我要将我的众女从地极领回。
Verse 6, I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back.Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
所以这两节圣经这个先知所预言的就是我的百姓要从东南西北四个方向回到这个我给他们的土地。
And basically these two places prophesize that one day my people will return from the north, south, west, east to the place where I promised them.
所以这个以赛亚这个先知所讲的话跟我们今天要讲的以西结所讲的话，这个意象，这个枯骨复活的这个果，这个两个意象，你把它 结合在一起是讲同样一件事。
So basically, taking the vision that the prophet Isaiah spoke about and combine them with what we're looking at today by Ezekiel, they're actually talking about the same thing.
只是在以赛亚所看见的里面，他讲到这个回归要发生两次。
But in Isaiah's vision, this returning of the people, in his vision, he saw that it will, there are two parts, it happened twice.
第一次是发生在什么时候呢?
So the first time happened when?
那是另外一个先知，第三个先知叫做尼希米，对不起，耶利米。
So that's actually being talked about by a third prophet called Jeremiah.
耶利米预告你们要亡国，如果你们没有悔改，这是对着南国说的。
So Jeremiah prophesied to the southern kingdom that if you do not repent, your kingdom will be destroyed.
那么他们没有悔改，所以南国果然就是亡国了。
But they didn't listen, and sure enough, the southern kingdom was destroyed.
在亡国之前，这个先知耶利米就说，你们亡国，但是七十年以后你们会回来。
And so before it was completely destroyed, Jeremiah prophesied that you will, your kingdom will be destroyed, but 70 years later, you will return.
你们还要重建圣殿，还要重建你们的家园。
And said that you will rebuild your house, your home, and you will rebuild the temple.
这是耶利米在他们亡国之前所做的一个伟大的预言。
So this was a great prophecy, that Jeremiah spoke about before the destruction of the kingdom.
果然70年后这件事情就由谁把它引出来的呢?
And sure enough, 70 years later, who helped brought about this prophecy of making it true?
第一个发现这个预言的人，那个人叫但以理。
So the first person who discovered this prophecy was Daniel.
但以理他是做当时的宰相，对吧？
So
他在他灵修读经的时候就读到耶利米的这个书。
So he was serving as a prime minister at the time, and so in his spiritual studies, he saw what Jeremiah said.
所以你如果读耶利米书的对不起，但以理书的第九章，他就说了，我读到这个书的时候，我马上跪下来向神就祷告了。
So that's why if you read the book of Daniel in chapter 9, he said that as soon as I read this part, I immediately bowed down, kneeled down.
他承认我的罪，他也承认我百姓以色列人的罪，我们得罪你，所以我们遭到如此的灾难。
And so he said, I admit to my sins and also admit to our people's sins. Because we have sinned against you, that's why we have, we are faced with these calamities.
但是神，你是有怜悯的神。
But our God, you are God of mercy.
你曾经说过，如果我们悔改，你就把我们赦免，而且你把我们带回来。
And as you said, you have full mercy and grace, and you said that if we can repent, you will bring us back.
他抓住这个应许，他就向神祷告，说神啊，你要把我们从被掳之地带回到原先你给我们祖先的那块地去。
And held firm to God's promise and said that God, you shall bring us back.
他做完这个祷告，神迹马上发生。
So after he made that the prayer, a miracle happened.
谁来了？
And who came?
加百列来了，天使长。
The captain of the angels Gabriel came.
所以天使长马上就跟他说，蒙大爱的人啊，你的祷告蒙应允。
And he said that the blessed one, your prayer have been heard.
所以就引出下一个第二步，第二步是谁呢？是一个外邦的王，叫做波斯王古列。
And so this actually came about led to the next phase of the work, and that led about the.
这个写在哪里呢？写在另外一卷书，叫做《以斯拉记》的第一章第一节。
And so it kind of came about the king of Persia.
那就说到有一个外邦的王叫做古列王，波斯王古列王。
And so this was the king of
Persia.
Persia.
对 Cyrus,
Cyrus, King Cyrus,
他就发了一个圣诏，圣旨。
So he issued a decree, royal decree.
他对那些在他们国家的犹太人，被掳的犹太人就说，你们现在可以回去建殿了。
And he told all the Jews who are in his kingdom, said that you can now return to your old home to build the temple.
所以这是犹太人第一次回他们的祖国重新建第二个圣殿的 来源。
So this was the first time the Israelites can return to their destroyed home to rebuild the temple.
是王国的南国的人，北国连影子都没有。
So the first group who return are the people who were taken from the destroyed southern kingdom. At that time, in that particular moment, the northern kingdom people from northern kingdom isn't even involved in this.
所以神的旨意只应验了一半，还有一半跟以色列人北方十族有关的，就毫无动静。
And so this only involved with half of the group. And so none of the 10 tribes from the northern kingdom were involved in this.
但是我们今天看的这个预言是跟十二个支派全部发生关系的。
But the prophecy we were reading today had to do with all 12 tribes of Israel.
对吧？那么等到主耶稣来的时候，主，对，到了那个圣殿，那是第二个殿。
And so when our Lord Jesus came, he went into that temple, and that was the second phase.
是虚律把它修饰的辉煌漂亮。
So who built
Hero,
a king Hero helped to build this glorious temple.
Refurbish 这个第二个圣殿。
So he essentially refurbished the temple.
那犹太人觉得这个是我们民族的骄傲，因为上帝在我们这里。
And so the Israel people felt that this is the pride of our people, for the God is with us.
但是上帝有四百年没跟他们讲话。
However, God did not speak to them for 400 years.
这是新约跟旧约的中间那个 gap。
So that was the gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
他们觉得很好，感觉很好。我们有圣殿，我们有祭司，我们有这一切的行礼如仪。我们在这里侍奉耶和华，耶和华与我们同在。
So the Jews were feeling great about themselves. They felt that, hey, we got our country, we got our temple, we're serving God, God's with us.
这叫做虚假的宗教。
So this is called the false religion.
人活在 illusion 的里面。
And because people are living in this illusion.
对，不是活在真实的属灵真实的状态之中。
They're not living in the true spiritual life.
什么是他们属灵的真实的状态？
So what was the true state of their spiritual life?
耶稣一语道破。
God, Lord Jesus,
耶稣说什么？
made this absolute
clear. 你们把我父的殿变成什么？贼窝。
He made it absolutely clear when he said, "You have turned the house of my father into a den of robbers."
而且说过两次，耶稣开始传道讲过一次，耶稣结束他的三年半的执事，他又进圣殿，又看到同样的情形，再讲一次。
And so he said this twice. The first time he spoke it was in the first time when he started preaching, and then he said it again after 3.5 years of preaching when he entered into the temple.
所以主就预言，将来有一天，这个圣殿没有一块石头要留在石头上。
And so our Lord prophesied that one day, not one single stone will be laid on top of them.
然后主耶稣有大难临到你们以色列人身上。
And he prophesied that this great calamity that this will be on you.
然后你们要失散。
And then you will be scattered.
那果然四十年后，
And sure enough,
主后七十年，耶稣的预言又应验。
And sure enough, 40 years later, so 70 AD, it happened again.
这是圣经中伟大的历史。
So this is a great history in the Bible.
犹太人就照此结束了，对吧？
And so you would think that that would be the end of the Israel, the Jews.
世界就慢慢遗忘了这一群人。
And the world moved on and slowly started to forget them.
十二个支派不见了。
Because the 12 tribes were lost.
伟大的圣殿也怎么样？没有了。
And the great temple was destroyed.
上帝之城耶路撒冷也烧光了，连城墙都给拆了。
And the city of God, Jerusalem, also burnt down.
这样一过，多少年？啊，一直到1917年，第一次世界大战要结束的时候。
And this went on, this continued on until 1917, when the First World War happened.
那个时候本来有的奥特曼大帝国王国了，起来的是英国大不列颠帝国。
So the Ottoman Empire was destroyed as a result, and then now came the great power of Great Britain.
英国的国会就有一个议员提出一个议案，叫做 Balfour Declaration。
And one of the PMs proposed the Balfour Declaration. So he is someone who knows the Bible.
他就做了一个伟大的宣告，他说在全世界的犹太人，你们今天可以回到巴勒斯坦，重新建立你们自己的家园。
And so in this declaration he said that all the Israelites wherever you are in the world, you can now today return to your ancient homeland where Palestine is.
这个宣告跟当年波斯王这个古列所宣告的非常相像，你们可以回家了。
And so this is a very similar proclamation. This declaration was very similar to the royal decree by King Cyrus.
1917,
so what's so special about 1917?
你读圣经你就知道它特别。
If you read the Bible, you know that it has special meaning.
这是 Jubilee, 禧年。
This was a Jubilee year.
如果你去读这个摩西五经的这个立位记第25章，你就看到禧年的神当年讲的话，关于禧年。
And so if you read the five books of Levi, the chapter 25, you will know about what God said about Jubilee.
神就把失去的地还给原来的主人。
And so in that year, God returned the lost land to its original owners. So 50 years later,
那就是1967年
which is 1967.
什么事情?
What happened?
六日战争。
The Six-Day War happened.
阿拉伯国家要把当时起来的新兴的国家以色列灭掉他们。
So the Arab country united trying to drive the newly created kingdom, the nation of Israel to the sea.
神伸手救他的选民。
And God extended his hand out to save
his people. 非但他们没有被阿拉伯人灭掉，他们反败为胜。把失去的土地那个所谓的这个撒玛利亚这块地得回来。
So in during that Six-Day War, not only were they not defeated, they turned potential defeat into a complete victory and actually won.
联合国不叫它撒玛利亚。
The land that they really lost.
撒玛利亚是圣经讲的。联合国叫它 occupy land.
So 包括 Somali, so it's according to the United Nations, they actually call that land called the occupied land.
对，因为是犹太人从阿拉伯人手中夺回来的嘛。
Because Israel won that back from the hands of the Arab countries.
这是第一件事情发生。第二件事情最重要，把耶路撒冷拿回来了。
That was the first thing. The second also very important thing was that they during that war they won the city of, of Jerusalem.
20th century, 第二次禧年，耶路撒冷神就把它还给犹太人。
So this happened on the second jubilee of the new century.
再过五十年
，and then 50 years later,
就是2017年。
That's 2017.
又发生一件大事。
Another great thing happened.
什么事?
That was.
我讲过这篇道，你在那里。
So I
过来给我看，你有一个钱币。
So I shared on this topic before in the message. You see that in the temple there's this coin.
还在啊，哦，它有一个钱币，叫做 temple coin， 半色克勒。
So they created this temple coin. It's worth a half a shekel.
这个半色克勒是大事啊。因为上面有两个人头。
So, this is actually something very important because on that coin are the headbutts of two people.
前面那个人头叫做 Donald Trump.
The first one is the headbutt is that of Donald Trump.
后面那个人头叫做 Cyrus Vance, 古列王。
So the in the reverse side of the coin is the head of King Cyrus.
那个是圣殿用的钱，所以它上面。住了 temple coin half shekel.
So because this coin was specially made to be used in the temple, that's why the word temple coin half shekel was inscribed onto the coin.
抓住了这个Trump 的应许。Trump 选总统的时候，我答应你们三件事。
And so because they did this because they hold on to Trump's promise.
第一 ，Trump 说我要把那个。伊朗奥巴马跟伊朗签的那个合约就废了，那个是讲原子弹的事。
And so, as part of his election campaign, Trump made these three promises. The first one is that I will destroy the nuclear agreement between U.S. and Iran.
我要承认耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
And second is that I will declare accept that Jerusalem is the capital of
Israel. 美国的大使馆从特拉维夫搬到大以色列去，耶路撒冷去。
And third is that he will move the U.S. consulate from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
这两张支票前面有几个总统也曾经开过，但是没有一个兑现的。
So these last two checks, previous president also tried to write them, but never cashed them.
对，那直到川普他就一一兑现了。
Until Trump, and he actually made them into reality.
因为时间到了，这个也是禧年发生的事情。神把这个神的这个首都啊，正式还给以色列，而且由美国来承认这是以色列的什么首都。
And so because the Jubilee happened, so the time of God arrived, and so God returned the capital to the people, to the people of Israel, and also have
U.S.
I have the U.S. to also declare, also accept and admit that that was the capital. And then the next phase is to build a temple, but then
Trump 波斯王古列的那个角色，他扮演了。But
before he left the office, he played the same role as a king.
神的手并没有停止，因为还有一大部分的犹太人还没回来。And
God's hand did not stop there because there's still a large group of Israel's of Jews did not return.
因为神说得很清楚，我要他们从东南西北都给我回来。Because
God made it very clear, He shall bring them back from north, south, east, west.
那最近打什么仗啊？
And so, what's the war that's been going on recently?
Ukraine 跟 Russia.
So we have
干起来了，对吧？
We have this Ukraine and Russia war that's going on.
普京认为他大概三天搞定。
So Putin thought that he could completely take over Ukraine in 3 days.
我看他三个月都搞不定。
I think that he probably can't do it in even 3 months.
是50天过去了。
So it's been 50 days already.
为什么有这个大战？
Why did this war come about?
而且这个大战有非常大的可能性，搞不好就会变成什么？ 第三次世界大战。
And this battle, this war has a real possibility that if things go awry, it could lead to the third world war.
普京他要翻盘。
Because Putin wants to
否则他的 presidency 就要 lost.
He needs this victory, otherwise his presidency.
那现在他要赢的话, 他就想要动 化学武器或核子武器。
And in order for him to win, he might have to resort to chemical weapons or even nuclear weapons.
可是如果这两个武器一动, 那世界大战马上就发生。
But if he uses these weapons, it's very likely that it will ignite a world war.
第三次世界大战的边缘了。 所以好好祷告。
So we are at the edge of a third world war, so pray.
但是你如果看地图,
But if you look at the map,
Ukraine 这个图在中间的话, 它的南边就是所谓的黑海，对吧？
So if you look at the map of Ukraine, to the south is the Black Sea.
在south这个黑海的南边是土耳其。
And then to the south of that, to the south of the Black Sea is Turkey.
土耳其再往南走。
And then you keep on going south.
你会经过黎巴嫩。
You will see Lebanon.
然后呢? 就是以色列。
And then it's Israel.
所以以色列正北就是 Ukraine 跟 Russia.
And so to the north of Israel is Ukraine and Russia.
那我上 internet 去查，在乌克兰。
So I researched. I went online to research.
它的人口大概四千多万人。
So in Ukraine they have about 40 million people.
2% 是。
So 2% of them are Jews.
那他们的总统,
and their president
就是犹太人,
is also a Jew.
现在大战发生了, 家破人亡三百万的难民 逃之悠悠
And so now this war happened, broke out, and then 3 million people had to fled their home.
这是本世纪的大悲剧啊。
So this is one of the greatest tragedy of the century.
那我们就问 why?
So we have to ask the question why?
如果神是主宰这一切的神 if, 神有什么特别的意思在这个后面
So if God oversees everything that happened in this world, so what's the special meaning behind this war?
起码有一件事我知道
So I know, I'm very clear, I'm pretty sure about one thing at the very least.
这一大堆难民里头有很多的人是什么人？犹太人。
So among the refugees who fled Ukraine,
以色列的政府就
are Jews.
在波兰、在捷克这些地方就设立了很多难民办公室。
And so, the government of Israel established a lot of offices in these surrounding neighbor countries such as Poland.
他们在干嘛
？What are they doing?
啊？吸收这些 Ukraine 的犹太人
They're taking in the Ukrainian Jews
他们有多少按照网上的 search 他差不多将近快100万人
So according to my online research they have received about close to a million
有100万左右的以色列人散居在这个 Ukraine 这一块土地上
So there's about a million Ukrainian Jews kind of living in Ukraine.
如果按照以赛亚的预言，我们刚刚说的，从北方要有人回来，这是一大批啊。
And so, in according to the prophecies we just read, that from the north there will be Jews returning. So this could account for that.
所以这个以西结这一个骸骨的这个意象。
So this vision of old dry bones that Ezekiel saw.
什么时候开始这个 process?
When will this prophecy start to become true?
什么时候开始?
When?
100年前.
About 100 years ago.
1917
年. In 1917.
醒一醒啊,我现在讲的是天下大事啊。
So wake up, I'm talking about this great current event right now.
神的手从1917年就开始应验这个意象发生了
So way back in 1917 God's hands are already at work
为什么因为神要向全世界证明什么
Because God wants to show the world
一定应验我是耶和华
So they want to show the world that my words will become reality will become true because I am the Lord
所以你注意看这一百多年来也
So,
人的历史它最重要的一条线平常你不注意你看不见但是你注意神的话的话你就要看见散居在整个世界十二个什么支派一个一个回来
So in this past 100 year history you'll notice that if you're not you don't pay attention you might not notice it, but if you pay attention all these major events are tied by that's one single line and that is that the 12 tribes are coming back are returning
我礼拜三开始一直到讲到礼拜天四场道是对这个马尼拉的一个教会讲的
So I share this series of messages starting from Wednesday until Sunday online
讲了四场道
I share with this particular church four,
昨天刚刚讲完
four messages and I just ended yesterday
我就是讲这个点
and
讲到圣殿的重建与以色列的这个十二个支派的回归
and I share about with them this very same topic which is the rebuild building of the temple
我要让每一个基督徒看见神今天
的
手仍然在做工
so I want every Christian to know that today the hand of God is still at work
他不但在基督徒身上做工让你让我能够得救
and not only does his hand work on us Christians so that you and I can be saved
他也在他当年选的亚伯拉罕的子孙犹太人身上照样做工
but at the same time he still continues to work on the descendant of Abraham
而且他的实现就演化在我们这一代的人的身上
and the fulfillment of his promise his prophecy it will, appear, will happen right in our generation right before us
right 所以我们对神的话你如果有这一层的认识你就要知道我们的神说话怎么样算数的
So if you understand this then you know that God's word count He mean what he says
那 最后一点点时间，我就要来讲这个意象的第二个部分。
So in the remaining time, I want to talk about the second part of this vision.
第二个部分，我们要从这三十七章的十五节念下来，念到二十五节。
So we'll read the second part. We'll read from Ezekiel chapter 37, from verse 15 to 27.
好，我跟我们的弟兄轮流读哈。
And once again, we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English.
三十七章十五节，耶和华的话又临到我说。
And verse 16, and you, son of man, take for yourself one stick and write on it for Judah and for the sons of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel, his companions.
你要使这两根木杖接连成为一，在你手中成为一根。
Verse 18, when the sons of your people speak to you, saying, will you not declare to us what you mean by these?
你就对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将约瑟和他同伴以色列支派的杖，就是在以色列在以法莲手中的与犹大的杖一同连接为一，在我的手中成为一根。
Verse 20, the sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes.
要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将以色列人从他们所到的各国收取，又从四围聚集他们，引导他们归回本地。
Verse 22, and I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king will be the king for all of them. And they will no longer be two nations, and no longer be divided into two kingdoms.
也不再因偶像和可憎之物，并一切的罪过玷污自己，我却要救他们，处理一切的住处，就是他们犯罪的地方，我要洁净他们，如此他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
And verse 24, my servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd, and they will walk in my ordinance, and keep my statutes and observe them.
他们必住在我赐给我仆人雅各的地上，就是你们列祖所住之地，他们和他们的子孙并子孙的子孙都永远住在那里，我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，直到永远。
Verse 26, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forever.
27节，我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。这段话是这个意象的第二个部分。
So this passage is the second part of Ezekiel's vision.
第一个部分是枯干的骸骨。
So the first part is about the dry bones.
第二个部分是两个枯干的杖。
So the second part is these two dry sticks.
那么什么意思？
What does it mean?
神自己解释。
God himself explained.
一根杖代表的是一个国，就是什么？北国以色列。
So one stick represents one kingdom, and that is the southern kingdom of Israel.
犹大。
Sorry, the one is the northern kingdom of Israel. The other stick is the south.
现在这个意象说，这两根枯杖要把它变成什么？一根。
And in this vision, we now turn these two sticks into one.
对，这也是一个死里复活的神迹。
This is also a miracle of resurrection.
对，这两根杖都已经是没有生命了。
Because these two sticks, they no longer have life.
但是神要把这个没有生命的两个枯杖，却把它连在一起，变成一个新的杖。
But God will connect these two lifeless.
这两个分裂的国家怎么样？我要把它们全部合为一体，这是此其一。
And so God will now take these lifeless sticks, connect into one, and become one single stick. So that means He's bringing the two kingdoms together.
而且这个合一的国要回到他当初的那块地，就是我给雅各的那块地。
And not only that, this kingdom that's made originally from two, I will bring them into the land I promised them before to Joseph.
第三,
and thirdly,
这两群人要共有一个王。
And these two group of people will have one king.
谁?
Who?
大卫。
And they will have David serving as their king.
那为什么指大卫呢?
And why did he appoint David?
因为当年大卫要建殿的时候，神跟他说过。
Because when David wanted to, was preparing to build a temple for God,
我要建立你的家时，这是神对大卫说的。
So God said to David, when I will build my house, your house,
然后我要你的子孙，你的 seed, S-E-E-D, 坐在这个宝座上，下面一句话，直到永远。
And he said that, and then I want your seed to sit upon that throne until forever.
这是神亲口对大卫说的话。
And this is something that God himself said to David.
后来我们知道大卫的儿子是谁。
And we know that who was the son of David.
他有好多儿子，中间有一个叫所罗门，他坐在大卫的宝座上。
So he had many sons, and one of which is known as Solomon. So he sat on David's throne.
所以在某种意义上应验了这个宝座继续到他的儿子。可是
so from,
有一个部分没有应验。
So from a certain perspective, it seemed like that promise been fulfilled. But however, there's still one thing that was not fulfilled, that has not been fulfilled yet. Which part of that promise?
在这个宝座上直到永远。
And I promise that the seed will sit on that throne until forever.
对吧？这个到永远这三个字就完全失踪了。
So the part about until forever disappeared.
对吧？十二个支派都不见了。
Because even the 12 tribes are no longer together. And Jerusalem is no longer there.
神的话还算数吗？
So does God's promise still mean anything?
从外表来看，主后七十年以后，神所有对大卫开的支票，通通怎么样？烟消。云散都没有了。
So outwardly speaking, from looking from the outside, it seems that 70 years, in 70 AD, everything God promised that David all disappeared.
对吧？好像神不做事了，神已经失败了。
It's as if God failed, as if he was
doing anything. 但是谁想到，过了几乎两千年，就到1918年，神开始宣告，你们要回来。
But who could imagine that 2,000 years later, in 1917, God told his people that you shall return again.
然后神整个这个 process 运用了差不多100年的时间。
And then God spent about 100 years time to get the process going.
现在这一个枯骨变成了一个死尸。
And today, this dry bone that took on flesh and become a body.
现在的以色列就是那个死尸。
And then today's Israel is like the.
为什么是一个死尸？
Why is it like a dead body?
外表有骨有肉有筋有皮，是一个像一个人一样的。
Because outwardly speaking, it does have bone, it has sinews, it has muscle, it has skin, so it represents a person.
为什么还是一个死尸呢？
But why is it still a dead body?
还缺什么？
What is it lacking?
神造亚当的时候，不是先造了一个 body 而已，但是需要神在他的鼻孔里怎么样，吹口气进去，他才可以变成有灵的活人，对不对
？So when God created Adam, He created the body first.
今天的以色列就差一口气。
But later to bring him to life, He had to breathe life to him. And today, same thing, Israel is that life.
使他变成一个活的人。
So that it can become a living person.
那口气是什么？
So what is that breath?
圣灵要进去。
It means that the Holy Spirit
enter 才有新的生命，对不对？那这个民族要有圣灵到他里面掌权的话，他们必须接受谁？
So in order for these people to have the Holy Spirit among them, who must they accept? They must accept Jesus Christ.
有一位先知叫做撒加利亚，在第十章第十二章就预言，将来有一天，这十二个支派都要回来仰望他们当年扎的那个弥赛亚。
So the prophet Zechariah prophesies that one day these people of this nation will look upon, will raise their eyes upon this Messiah whom they have impaled.
这是撒加利亚书最大的一个预言。
So this was the greatest prophecy from Zechariah.
这件事情就要在耶稣第二次回来的时候应验。
And so this will be fulfilled on Jesus' second coming.
那这样那个。这个史诗就会变成一个什么耶和华的军队。
And only then will this dead body become a living person, the army of God.
因为按照神的预言，在那个时刻，万国都聚集要来攻打耶路撒冷。
Because according to God's prophecy, on that day, then all the nations will rise up to attack.
他们要亡国了，又要亡国了。
So they are facing the destruction of their kingdom.
那谁来救他们呢？
So who will save them?
就是耶和华的儿子耶稣基督降临橄榄山，就来救他们。
And Son of God will once again come down from heaven onto the Mount of Olives to save them.
这一天，当他们看见耶稣回来，这就是当年我们祖先弃绝的那一个弥赛亚。现在他来救我们，所以他是真的弥赛亚，我们错了，所以全家痛哭悔改。
And on that day, they will see that this person that came down from heaven is the very same Messiah that their forefather have killed. And so therefore, this is the true Messiah, and they realize that they have made a mistake, and on that day, the whole house will be in tears.
对，所以这样，耶稣就终于坐在他们的宝座上，坐这两个大族群，犹大国、以色列国，就统一在什么？耶稣的这个君王的旗下。
And when they realize that, then Jesus will be able to sit upon their throne and unite these two group people, or everyone will be united under him.
这今天我们讲的两这个同样的一个意象的两个部分都是什么的表现？
So today this vision, these two parts about the very same vision, where does it come from?
今天是什么日？
Today is Easter.
我们要讲的是什么？什么 power? 神，耶稣基督死而复活的大能。
So today is Easter, so we're talking about Jesus' great power of resurrection.
今天我们讲的这个两个部分，就是这个死而复活大能的什么？彰显。
And so today, these two parts about the vision we saw is a revelation of an example of this great power of resurrection.
听懂了没有？
You understand?
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，
oh, dear Lord,
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise and thank you.
你是永活的耶和华。
You are the eternal God.
你不但创造宇宙万有。
Not only did you create everything in this universe.
你更是拣选我们这些罪人。
You have chosen sinners like us.
把我们从坟墓里面拯救出来。
And saved us from the graves.
你拯救以色列人。
You saved the Israelites.
你也拯救我们这些外邦人。
You also saved us Gentiles.
主啊，你的话都是一样一样的应验在这个历史当中。
And so your promises, your prophecies are becoming true one after the other.
而我们今天所处的时代，虽然看起来外表是乱七八糟。
And today in our time, even though outwardly looking in, it seems as if People are fighting people, nation fighting nations.
瘟疫、饥荒，遍地都是。
And we have pandemic, we have famine all over the world.
主啊，我们好像在地狱里头。
And it seems like we're living in hell.
主啊，但是我们感谢你。
But Lord, we want to thank you.
当我们转眼看神所说过的话。
But as we turn our eyes to the words spoken by our God.
我们就放心了。
We are at peace.
因为你是在大水泛滥的时候坐着为王的耶和华。
Because you are the king that sits upon the throne when there's flood.
主啊，天地虽然翻腾。
So even though the whole the earth and heaven can be upturned.
你的旨意永远不会改变。
But your will shall never change.
你让这一切都要照着你的旨意来实现。
Everything will happen in according to your
求主赐下祷告的灵给你的众教会。
Please give the spirit of prayer to all your church.
让我们能够像但以理一样抓住你的应许，在你面前好好认罪悔改祷告。
So that we can be like Daniel to hold on to your promise and to pray and repent before you.
主啊，让你的旨意借着圣徒们的祷告就能够实现在这个地上。
Lord, may your promise become reality through the prayer of your believers.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
And please help every one of us.
让我们不是对你的话马马虎虎就过去了。
So that we may not just have a superficial understanding of your words.
求你赦免我们对你的话马马虎虎小信的心。
So that please forgive us of our little faith.
让我们好好认真地读你的话。
May we just look deeper into your words.
也顺服你说过的话，我们照着去行，就有福了。
And obey your words, and as long as we act upon them, and then we shall be blessed.
愿你复活的大能今天继续在你的教会，在你的选民身上来彰显你自己的荣耀。
May you continue to reveal your glory, the glory of your power, great power of resurrection among your church.
复兴你的教会。
Revive your church.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
在地上建立你永远的国。
And build your eternal kingdom on this earth.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.